And we're back. Wow. It's been a year since I've done this. I'm not going to lie. The reason why I stopped doing episodes was just because, I don't know, like, you know when you want to do something and then you just stop doing it? That's kind of where I was at. But this episode is, I just thought about it randomly, which is, you know, the point of the podcast is me to talk about whatever's on my mind right before. And I think today I'm going to talk about trauma. And no, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, quote unquote trauma dump on you guys. But I think this is just kind of my take on it and the different ways that I see it. So if you don't know what trauma is, it is something that people go through that can unfortunately affect other people. I think that's the best way I usually put it, but it's like this, and you know, it's very good to talk about your trauma. It usually comes out when people start drinking alcohol, or, you know, that moment when you're laying in bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and you're like, damn, I'm 25 years old and what am I doing with my life? Like, am I supposed to be able to, you know, just have a lot of money? Am I supposed to have, or be in a relationship? Am I supposed to have investments? Am I supposed to have my taxes done before the 15th? It's all just questions like that. But I just think with trauma, it's something that can, you know, manifest in different ways. I'm not going to sit here and talk about different forms of trauma because, I mean, we'll be sitting here forever. It's kind of like play. It's kind of like watching a Lord of the Rings movie. You know, except, you know, it's not actually boring, but unfortunately it's people don't realize with trauma that a situation, no matter how big or small, when you hyper-focus on it or it can come in ways that, affect you in the future that you may not even think about. That's, I keep telling people that the brain is something that is complex. Imagine being a baby and someone gives you a calculus book. You know, there will be some people that will be able to do it as a baby. It's rare, but oftentimes your trauma manifests in ways you may not even realize. People that apologize for every little thing, like, you know, I could have a pillow fall on my head while I'm on the ground in my own bed, and you'll have someone go, "Oh, I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry." It's actually a trauma response. In my experience, when I struggled with the same thing, it was mostly because I assumed everything was my fault. when you're hypercritical of yourself, you tend to take the blame for a lot of things, or situations where you may constantly feel powerless. That's a trauma effect. A good example with me, I make jokes about it, but I grew up with one parent, and you know, I never thought about it as traumatic, but you guys know those moments whenever people say they're over their trauma, but they talk about it all the time. Yeah, they may be over it, like, for the most part, but if it's constantly coming back into your mind, I feel like that's a traumatic situation. And it's just the way trauma works is just so fucking confusing because, you know, you have so many traumatic experiences that turn a person, and you may not even realize it. You know, coming from someone who's been in the bar scene, met a lot of different people across all walks of life, I really start to, you know, that's just really me. I'm kind of like an unethical psychologist, if that's the word, where I just love to get to know people and just unpacking that. And just, I don't know, I realize that in this, it's kind of like everyone is a sim on random, which is pretty much that's pretty much human beings. But I don't know, just with trauma, I just think there's a time and place. Because, you know, when I am friends with people who feel the need to constantly talk about their own trauma and about themselves, that's just a form of emotional narcissism. But, you know, that's also traumatic as well in a way, because maybe that person growing up felt like they didn't have a lot of people to talk to. Maybe growing up, the person just was never able to be themselves. So unfortunately, they talk about themselves all the time as an adult now because they never got to when they were younger. But at the same time, when it comes to trauma, it's, and this is so bad, and when you talk about this with people in the mental health, that are kind of obsessed with mental health, that don't actually know about mental health, if you're in a mindset to where you legitimately can't control your decisions because of your traumatic experiences, and you need to seek help, and it's your responsibility to not only seek help, but to also, you know, do what you're told. What's the point of going to therapy every week if you're just going to sit there and not do anything or lie to your therapist or ignore your traumas? You know, I get it. You are a person who has maybe been to therapy for the first time, never talked about yourself. So you have to open up and unpack that. But I keep telling people, you cannot always be comfortable. Like, you in life will not succeed if you just stick. I mean, let me rephrase that. You in life will not succeed to the best of your ability if you don't want to talk to your therapist. Like, I know so many of my friends go into therapy, and I say friends. I'm going to start saying people because I really don't want people to think I'm talking about them, even though I am. But it's just, what is the point in going to, you're wasting your money, even if you're getting, even if you're getting Medicaid, Medicare, I get the two confused all the time, and I still will. I get my left and rights confused, and I'm 20 fucking five. But like I'm saying, you need to actually fucking do the work, you know? And I think a lot of people, and here's another thing with someone's trauma that may cause them to, you know, just cause them to have issues when it comes to other people. You know those people that whenever you talk to them, they, whenever you confront them about something, in person about something, or even through text, they'll completely shut down or deflect or try to get sympathy because of something they fucking did or something that they were about to do or something, whatever. You know, those just toxic people who feel, I feel like they enjoy being the way they do, but they just don't want to talk about it. I feel just like those kind of people are the ones that are scarier than the most dangerous person in the world. And please don't go, oh, well, what about terrorists? You guys know what I mean. And this is not a effing place of those people who just want to play devil's advocate. But I mean that in the way that there really are people who unfortunately have some kind of big trauma that, you know, they've experienced that, you know, may or may not be their fault. Usually it's not completely someone's fault with a traumatic experience. But they, you know, I'm really trying not to tell stories, but it's just trauma can affect people in ways that cause them to be the villain without realizing it. Which is why I think there should be a big importance of, especially in schools. You think schools would be the best time? Like, they want to shape young minds so bad when it comes to politics, no matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. I'm not sitting here and picking sides, but I mean, like, these people are so focused on shaping kids' minds for intelligence when it comes to books. But when it comes to social issues, when it comes to mental health, physical health, it's all either non-existent or at the bare fucking minimum. Like, wouldn't you want children to be smarter than you? Like, isn't that the whole point of growing up? Do you think the fucking Neanderthals are smarter than us? They're smarter than a lot of people, but we have a much higher brain capacity now because we have the tools to use them, but we don't want to, you know, teach kids all of this. And that's why kids are growing fucked up, because, like I said, they throw money into the most bare minimum of shit, or, you know, just the stuff that won't have any kind of gain. And then, like, you may have a kid that grows up and they, you know, maybe they lived in a household that, whose parents didn't talk about emotions. So then, you know, they get older and, you know, with the inventions of phones, people feel so comfortable going off on me through text message, going off on me through Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook Messenger post. But when it comes to me wanting to talk to them about it or, you know, having a conversation about it, it's, oh no, you're good. Or it's a completely different person. And that's not normal, you know? And it's just crazy how trauma can mess people up in ways they don't even realize until, unfortunately, it's too late and they're labeled the villain. But I mean, by that point, you know, if I have, you know, if I have a snake and you accidentally step on my fucking snake, and then I buy another snake and then you somehow step on it again, you know, the first time could have been a complete fucking accident because snakes are scary. And, you know, I don't know why there's a snake in my house and why it's my pet, but that's just the story. And that's just the part of it. Yeah, and it's just because I just wish that people would look more inward. And, you know, I'm a hypocrite for saying that because, you know, I'll be happy for 6 months and then I'll be on Snapchat posting some passive-aggressive meme because I didn't want to talk. I didn't know how to talk to someone about my emotions. But, you know, the first step in doing anything is recognizing that, unfortunately, with trauma, you have to dig deep. And this is just my way of thinking. It doesn't work for everybody. But I can thankfully say that I've not had, you know, I've not had too of a traumatic experience where if I'm asked about it, I won't talk about it. I'm thankful. There's never any situations where I need any kind of warning for what's being talked about, unless we're watching a black trauma movie, which I'm not watching. But I think that, you know, to the best of your ability, if you've had something bad happen to you, but you're trying to get past it, what helps me is, you know, keeping the situation in my head. And this doesn't work for everybody, so don't do it if you legitimately can't do it. But, you know, the more I think about it, the easier it is for me to deal with it. You know, I feel like the more you try and push a thought out of your mind, not your house, the more you try to push it out, when it comes back, it's going to be harder and harder and harder. And, you know, the pain's going to get harder. So then that's when you start turning into, you know, addictive tendencies, drinking, smoking, playing League of Legends for 6 hours, playing Elden Ring, talking about politics on Facebook for some fucking reason every other week. But I think that we just need to do a better job. And unfortunately, it's probably not going to change anytime soon. Let's be honest. I mean, I'm one guy. And, you know, I think next episode I'm going to talk about, you know, political activism. But it's not actually going to be about politics. It's just going to be about how let's use the word performative. But yeah, back to my quick discussion on trauma, because I feel like I don't even know where I was going with this. But yeah, it's just I wish that people would realize that they need help. But also you have to help yourself. I think we're at a stage right now where people think that therapy is just talking to someone for a week when there's other resources for therapy, you know, such as, you know, I looked into a place that has art therapy. They have events that they have there. They have, you know, and sometimes you may need a more intense option, and that's okay. Just be honest, you know, get a therapist if you can afford it. If you can't afford it, go to Google right now and look up resources, because you may not be able to have a traditional therapist, but most of y'all got friends, most of y'all got a smartphone, and most of y'all know what you're somewhat interested in, because you need to do that. Trauma is something we have to work our way through. And unfortunately, there are traumatic situations. For example, I'm a black male. We struggle in a lot of areas. And, you know, unfortunately, I can't change the world and I can't change everything going on right now. But what I can do is get a better mental mindset so it's easier for me to deal with and to have hope for, you know? And I think that's just the point of everything. I think people just need to realize that unfortunately the ceiling is, you will be powerless in a concrete room and you cannot do anything, but you can do the best of what you got and hope to the hell you can get out of it. You know what I mean? So with traumatic situations, again, I think my best advice is to recognize that most of us have some kind of trauma and most of us should do what we can to work through it and, you know, have healthy mental minds. Your mind isn't just going to get better over time. That's not what's going to happen, because what's going to happen is you're going to hyper-focus, and then eventually, you know, when you have one traumatic experience that happens to you, life doesn't have the best of outlooks. You know, every bad situation that you go through every day, you find yourself complaining about. You know, sometimes whenever you're just so used to bad things happening or expecting it, you're going to see the bad in everything and everybody. And living that way turns into a bitter old person who ends up in Target yelling at one of the workers because you have to put a mask on. Anyways, Thank you. It's good to be back. This is my first episode of after like a year and some months. But I'll try to get better about doing these, but no promises. Love you guys.